Saudi warplanes have once again targeted residential areas in Yemen, where much of the country's infrastructure has been reduced to rubble in nearly 3 years since the kingdom launched a war there. Saudi jets hit a market in Sa'dah province, killing at least 12 Yemeni civilians. Two others were also killed when Saudi airstrikes bombed the district of Safra in the same province. Meanwhile, Yemeni snipers have killed two Saudi soldiers in the kingdom's Najran province in a retaliatory attack. Saudi Arabia's onslaught against its southern neighbor began in March 2015. The war has so far killed over 13,700 Yemenis, many of them women and children. Prominent human rights groups have repeatedly accused Saudi Arabia of committing war crimes in Yemen. Joining us live now from London is Mr. William Spring, who is a human rights activist. Mr. Spring, thanks for joining us. Another day, Mr. Spring, and the Saudis continue to target civilian infrastructure such as markets. What do you make of that?
It's all part of the coalition of the willing between the United States and Saudi Arabia and Israel. And Britain, of course, is part of the US pawn in the game. The facts are that we, the British, are backing up the most atrocious regime in the Middle East. That is the Saudi government. I say it's an atrocious regime because there is absolutely no pluralism in Saudi Arabia whatsoever. There is no religious freedom. There's no respect for the Shia. There's no respect for Christians. There's no respect for Zoroastrians. They don't exist. Anyone who is in any way thinking differently goes down to Chop Square, or did when I was there. Now, this is backed up by British Aerospace, backed up by Mrs. May, backed up by successive British governments for years, and they have now sacrificed Yemen on the altar of Saudi imperialism. As indeed they sacrificed Bahrain a year or so, or a few years ago. This is another Bahrain, it's another extension of Saudi aggression and power into Yemen without regard for the civilian population whatsoever. I mean, and one wonders, the BBC, for example, they've spent today and yesterday patrolling around Ghouta or somewhere in Damascus where there's a battle going on. They support ISIS. The British government supports ISIS. Donald Trump supports ISIS. Without that, without the desire to back up the Saudis in their wars of aggression, whether they be in the Yemen or in Syria or in Bahrain, there would be no war. If the British and Americans could actually cooperate with the Russians, Holy Mother Russia, is saving the Middle East from the barbarians of American imperialism, the barbarians of English imperialism, and the barbarians of Saudi imperialism. Now, we need Russia to move in to save the people of Yemen.
Very well, Mr. Spring. We'll leave it at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us here at Press TV.